Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
This is the rap here from Sario. Come straight about the black barrio. Make the meal a bomb for sorry. What? Now sit back and beat my scenario.
Oof, my bad, that's my scenario.
What? No, I can't be scared.
The lights are like,
What's up, after buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite ladies, Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, what's up?
Miss Pink English.
Hello.
Miss Shaw Joseph.
Hey, everybody.
I need to stop calling you Pink English because I'll really be calling you Pink and people be like, who's that?
People do that all the time now. It's so weird. They're like, Pink, that's Pink. And I'm like, that's
I thought your name,
name
was Pink when I first met you because he kept saying Pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wait, is her name Pink or is it Ink? Like, I thought your name was Pink. I mean, you can't. I mean, there are people running around named Blue and Apple and all different types of stuff.
And Pink.
And Pink. And English. So there
I
you go.
I went to with a girl named like English. English Kimball.
Well, speaking of English, even though I don't know why I'm even trying to go with that as a segue. But anyways. kind
English
of
got her boobs done. No, I'm just kidding.
All right,
quick,
with that
quick recovery.
Hey,
yeah.
Can we get the live feed?
All right, so kind of a snore of an episode.
Oh my God, not even kind of. All it was a snore.
It's we're waiting for such a good part, and we're not getting anything.
I think we need Robin off the show and replace her with a character more interesting.
No, because Giselle was seeming like she was going to be some fire in like the first episode, and she's not. Like, she's just as
and
much
didn't
as
you
Karen.
All, didn't you all tell me that when she did the Watch What Happens live? I just noticed we're all in some variation of Crimson Lip today. It was not planned, but didn't you all say that she was fairly reserved?
Yes.
So, I mean, it doesn't... I feel like... What I said last week, I feel like the climactic part already happened because if you go back and look at the teaser for this season on the real, everything happened within the first two
episodes.
All of the drama with the crab boil and stuff, all of that. It's like, what else is there?
Well, maybe Katie, is that her name? The annoying one has a drug habit and we'll be excited next week.
Oh, that would be some tea.
I was waiting to see what coke she snorted.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I definitely think she might do it. A little cool.
It's Katie, the Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but before we get into Katie, let's talk Karen. So Karen and Raven, I love Karen because I think she on the show, she like, you know what? I'm going to live my freaking life.
Yes.
This bitch getting jujitsu or whatever kind of self-defense. Oh, was it?
Yes! Oh, I thought Jesse would be all over that. I took Jesse to some Krav Maga.
Sure did. Yeah.
What's Krav Maga?
Did you learn
good.
Anything, Jesse?
He did.
And
so
he said
good,
he used
right?
It. Yeah.
You used it?
Sure.
Oh,
did.
I used it too, boo.
Yep.
Hello.
We know you can do it.
Krav Maga is everything.
Thank you, Patrick.
I loved, you know, just hearing Karen. She was talking about that she got mugged the year before, and they stole her necklace.
But she got that ring and her cleavage.
But how does she hide that ring so fast?
Like, that right now.
Unless
slid
she was claiming that necklace as insurance.
I thought she slid it down below.
That's what I thought.
Because Never Neverland.
I didn't think she could get that
really
far.
Spare
I mean, I don't even know. I didn't care enough.
What did you think about her at the end talking about, you know, if you find yourself in a situation like this, I want you to forget all of the things we tell you about
and
everyone.
Fight for your
kick
life.
His ass!
Or hers.
And I got you a stun gun at that.
A pink one.
Karen and Giselle, they sit down, they're talking about Ashley's birthday talk and about the open bar situation, which, I mean, again, Giselle stiffed her bill. A little tacky, if you ask me. But,
I mean, it's tacky, yes, but you're supposed to let people know if it ain't open bar.
Yeah.
First off. Because you're going to a birthday party at the person's bar. Like,
they own
the bar.
It, yeah.
So that was lame.
Oh, but so it was actually at a bar. I'm asking because I half watched this episode. Yeah. I listened more so than I.
We're talking about the birthday party from last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I missed last week.
Which was at his.
It was at a bar, but it was not open bar.
It was her husband's bar.
But it was not an open bar. Okay, because I was about to say, if the invite does not say open bar, then it's safe to assume that it's not open bar. It's at a bar, I'm going to assume that it's open bar.
Yeah.
So Karen says, you know what? Instead of saying that's not the proper way to do things,
I'm gonna show
teach, you know? So, you know, she decides she rented a yacht and no wallets will be allowed on the yacht. But you must bring your own man.
Shade. She knows Cherie's husband about 59 miles away.
And they about to get a divorce because they just cried about that last week. That was really unfortunate. Almost as unfortunate as her wig.
Karen looked younger without makeup too, Olivia.
But will she please take that wig off? Because her hairline is like back there now.
Well, also,
she needs a frontal.
Feel about
or
the
a full lace.
Or just, like, where her titties are just kind of all up.
Is
that really proper?
No. Her house is the only thing that defines her age because her decor is very old school, very like.
Mm-hmm. Even the house intercom's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely named. Come down. About 1994.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even those dresses that she pulled out for her husband to. Like
yeah, the dress.
Approve were very Ross,
and he was like, "Is this a shirt? Is this no? It's a dress.
Oh,
it's
my ugly holes in the end." Like,
okay, that's gross.
Yeah, but like Karen stuff.
Karen, what I can appreciate about Karen is I would recommend that a lot more people watch the first episode because we just had. Well, one of my roommates hosted a little game night party on Saturday, and some of the etiquette was so horrible. I wanted to literally plug in Karen's etiquette speech in on the loudspeaker. So it's like you would figure that people know not to show up to people's houses, to a house gathering empty-handed, like who raised you, and then show up with people that the host has no idea was coming empty-handed. And then y'all stand in the kitchen, you're being anti. This is a game night. Like, that is what the function is. It's not a party. It is a game night. Everybody's having fun. And then you and your six people come in and hang out in the kitchen, zipping in the pizza.
Not even a day.
And pouring the vodka.
You brought a herd.
Literally, it was a small African village. And this is the second time in a row that something like this has happened at one of our functions. Where people, I don't know what's giving people the idea, what makes people that comfortable, but etiquette is a bit, party etiquette needs to be like across the board.
Girl, speaking of comfortable, they start talking about Katie and Andrew at the party the week before, making out, Giselle's concerned because she thinks that Katie might have a drug issue.
She might have a problem.
Thought about it until they said it. I was like, the way she was acting, she was like on Molly or something.
Yeah.
Like, she this wanted to just week. Make like, you know, a couple out bumps. The whole
like,
time.
Andrew looked like he
yeah,
might
he
have
totally
a good
looks
time
like that.
At work.
This yeah. is last week's mm-hmm. episode. I need to go back and rewatch this because I need to see Katie acting a fool.
Laid
so she was acting like
she was
real,
laid out on the couches making out.
And that ain't no alcohol. That ain't no alcohol.
No, because there was an upper.
Yeah, they were
with
really
that downer.
Excited.
Alcohol's a downer, so there was an upper with that.
Very Karen Walker.
But I thought Karen, I liked that Karen said that she doesn't believe that it was drugs, and let's give her the benefit of the doubt instead
she's
of talking and spreading that she's a drug addict. Let's talk to her to her face because she is a respected mother. So Karen decides, I'm going to go talk to Katie. Mm-hmm. So she goes and sits down with Katie, and, you know, as I watched it twice, my friend, she pointed out, she was like, why is Katie acting like that? Waiting for Karen, she's like, and it was just bad because I have the drug thing in my head.
Yeah.
But she's like, it was an anxious anxiety.
Anxious,
but
she was about to ask her.
For $100,000.
But Jesus. It's just like, I don't know, how did you feel? She changed the subject so quickly, it was like, bitch, you just want to use me for my Rolodex.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
the way that she described the charity was just like,
you don't know,
it's for children and I'm very passionate about it. And then that was it. Like, there's no background, yes. There's no sponsors. Like, she didn't give her enough information.
Because she wants her to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, get up, be a chair on my board so you can handle all that because you do this and you have the contacts and you have the money. So, thanks.
And Giselle's
actually
stupid.
I just want to be the face.
Yeah, Giselle's stupid for co-signing for that.
And you have to really be careful. We can all take lessons from that into our personal life when it comes to business dealings. You have to be careful with that. People will use the hell. I'm pretty sure we all know, being in this Hollywood lifestyle.
What you talking about, girl?
That people will, they will try to use and abuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the truth? So she says, look, I want to do a casino night. I only have a month to do it. $100,000 is what I need to raise. It looked like she was just creating it off the top. Shark Tank would not, bet you wouldn't have gotten a deal at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that Karen asked her those questions first before saying, yeah, see, the thing is I have so
I
much on my plan. The annual
Huger Foundation.
Ball. Well, bitch, maybe next year. Well, isn't it annual? So don't you got this next year, too? So, and clearly it must be so big that you can only focus on this one.
Well, the thing is that she's telling her a month in advance.
Yeah, it's
so
ridiculous.
So that's no time to do anything.
And why doesn't she just push the date?
On a level of $100,000.
If she needs that money.
Girl, then joke, I need that Rolodex. And she's like, you're not getting it.
She kept calling it a roller deck. And I'm like, what is a roller deck?
Oh, no. Not a roller deck.
A roller deck.
That's like Valentine's Day.
Or bridesmaids.
Or Bayhive. Mm-mm. Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
Ashley and Michael, they were looking for an assistant because Ashley just is, you know, too overwhelmed
opening a restaurant.
But I hate who they had casted as the people
trying to get the assistant.
So first of all, I think Jasmine was really the one that they were going to hire, and they just took the other people in. So my homegirl randomly were watching. She's like, oh, I went to school with her. I was like,
they were like on Actors Access trying to get a job.
Like, what's your hobby? Voguing. Like, that's your hobby?
Yeah.
Is that a hobby?
And he wore
that outfit.
So it was like when Carrie Bradshaw was looking for an assistant.
That's exactly what I thought.
In Sex and the City, the movie.
You just want a best friend.
She's like,
before she found Jennifer Hudson.
Are you drunk? A little drunk.
I'm a little fucked up right now. And then the guy had on heels.
You.
Even though that doesn't mean he would have made a bad assistant. Hello, somebody.
Well, that was one of the questions. Heels or no heels? Taylor or Katy Perry? Social media following. What is it?
You got bunions?
Yeah.
Like, stupid.
Didn't she ask if the girl had a bunion on her heel?
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible. Bunions are on the side of the foot, right?
Yeah. I thought they were the thing on the bone.
Yeah.
They asked them to name a famous Australian. And I was like,
I said Olivia, Chris Hemsworth, Bindi Irwin,
Olivia Newton-John,
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, Hugh Jackman. And then they had to,
that's
like,
my Oprah
remember
voice.
The Crocodile Hunter?
Good. Thank you.
Wait, yeah. No, yeah. Not the Crocodile
she
Hunter.
Said I said Bindi Irwin.
No, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
He had to blow that thing, that flute thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, like, I was grossed out because I was like, did they wipe that down after everybody? Because that's nasty.
Disgusting.
All right, so then we also met Ashley's mother and brother.
What did you, I love the mom.
I liked
your mom, too.
I thought she was great.
Wait, what did she say? This drink is ready. I was like, yes.
No, she said it's on time.
Oh, it's on time. Right. I'm like, I'm about to start using that.
Keep living.
She said, where the Patron at? Mm-hmm. I love that you're making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
She was cute.
Look at all these Australian celebrities.
Kylie Minogue. Oh, yes.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Keith Urban.
Seriously.
Now you're
really
going to get
quickly,
stuck in my head.
You guys, and this is for the panel too. When you get a chance, go to YouTube.com and look at 25 years of Oprah yelling.
Yes.
Make sure you're not drinking any substance when you watch.
It is hilarious.
So that's where I got the Hugh Jackman reference from. 25 years of Oprah yelling. YouTube.
We also got a random clip of Ashley and Katie golfing with the boys. That was boring. Where
it was stupid.
You know, they're just basically shading Karen for not joining the committee and said all of our events are... Okay, Katie kind of milked this a little bit because she said, well, Karen said, you know, that the events she's been going to lately were, you know, going towards a younger crowd. Those are two different conversations.
Mind
that
you, just last week she was talking about how whatever the young girl's name is was talking about
Robin's finances. So she's like running and telling that this
That's
week.
So ageist. Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking. Wait, it's totally ageist.
But Karen was like, this is some young girl shit and I'm too grown for this.
Oh, because she said the her dinosaur, she was waiting on the animal crackers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Karen is an aged woman. So she wants to go to a mature function.
Well, then she needs mature friends. Well, why is she running around with these young girls? Like, who wants to teach? If you have etiquette, why do you waste your time teaching people etiquette at 65 years old? Why don't you just hang around people that are etiquette?
But the problem is, you're supposed to pass it along. She said that tonight. That's what she's been saying.
But she's not a good person to teach.
We don't know that yet.
Have you seen anything that she has that you've learned
Karen
from?
Karen about to drop an etiquette book, y'all. I swear, watch.
It would be perfect marketing.
I mean, if Countess Luann can do it, Karen can
do
it.
Who the hell is that?
From New York Housewives. Oh. She had an etiquette book.
I've only watched three franchises: Atlanta, Beverly Hills, and now Potomac. I've never really checked out the other girls.
Charisse and Robin sat down. Charisse had a nice, cute little app layout. I was there for that.
Absolutely.
I wanted to be a part of that.
Me too. She loves her champagne. So do I.
She
doesn't anything else to do. All
she's doing, I'm like, can that be my life?
Yeah. Like you have nothing to do but wallow all day because your man.
Bring some champagne.
Yeah.
And I think I really like Charisse. I think we're seeing, she's opening herself up.
Yes.
We're hearing that, what's her husband's name?
I just don't know how to open her eyes and open her mouth when she talks.
I feel like it's Jason, but it might be Chris.
I don't actually know,
Y'all in the chat room, what is Charisse's husband's name? But basically, she opens up and she said, you know, he likes to function as a family, and he's a great father, you know, but when it comes to the relationship stuff,
he's
not there.
He didn't want to function as a family, honey. He don't want to divorce you because he don't want to have to pay you.
Exactly.
He wants to keep his kids and get to see them when he wants because he doesn't want to upset you and he doesn't want to pay you.
Amen. So he'll just ignore your text messages.
He's just ignoring your messages and your calls.
That's so
live
sad.
In another city, probably with another woman.
What would happen if she divorces him?
Either way, that he was waiting for her to do something because he wasn't going to do it because he's going to be the one paying her.
They need to incorporate Charisse's housekeeper into more storylines.
I need to let her talk,
I live for her.
And when she showed them, like, what
his
the
name
frozen
is Eddie.
Did,
Eddie.
Eddie, Eddie right. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, Benson. So she texted,
Olivia Benson.
She texted him asking basically for a divorce or basically being like,
that's
you're
deep.
Not going to respond to this, but I guess, like, fine, I'll file for the divorce.
Right.
Then Robin opens up.
I hope it was fake, actually.
I don't think it is.
Think it was, but to literally send a text message.
But I think this is her truth. And I think that this.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that it's deteriorated to the point that you're literally having your conversation about let's get a divorce.
Well, because he probably doesn't answer the phone.
Sure.
He probably doesn't read his emails from her.
She's had to resort
to keeper.
Morse code, Telegram, smoke signals. It's sad.
We need a sassy butler.
And she, the way that she mentioned it, like, he's living his life as a single man, is basically like he got hoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, cute. Like, what are he doing
he
up there with that good?
He has been living in an entirely different city for years. He's the coach.
Yeah. The cheerleader.
He got all
these people out here with no morals.
Right. And catching diseases and stuff, right?
All right. So, Robin talks about Juan, and I think that this is exactly what I've been saying from the beginning. This bitch was just mad at her man for cheating, and this is the only way she knows how to deal with it, by saying we're gonna be divorced, even though we still fuck, we still sleep together, we still raise the kids, we still go on dates.
But we're not in a relationship.
Like, girl.
So how far did you get?
Huh?
So how far did she get? Nowhere.
She didn't get
nowhere.
She
just wasted money
on
a divorce.
Except he's about to get some money again because he's about to get a job, and now you ain't gonna have nothing from it.
Now, what did she say? She said, but I can't wait because I want my chef back.
Yeah,
she's still waiting for the paycheck.
Girl. That's what
she thinks. No, ma'am. More top ramen for you.
Because he's still
Robin.
Living in the house because his finances are all messed up. He's like, oh, but she's working. I'll stay there. And
No, I love them. I think they're meant to be with each other. And I think maybe they need some
right now?
No, I'm so serious.
If they were meant to be.
I just don't.
They're
I don't
just
like
childhood
the divide.
Lovers.
I think that there needs to be a clear cut line as to exactly what the hell that we're doing. Now, some things in life
if you got
benefit. from a little confusion. Some things don't need clear-cut lines, but in a thing like this where you have finances and children and property.
You've already claimed bankruptcy.
Like
nobody wants to go down that road again.
And I'd be damned.
And you're acting up in front of your kids. You're literally lying to your children.
Yeah. And you have to be careful with that, too, because if they know mommy and daddy are divorced, but you all are acting like as if you're not, that mixes all the kids up, too, emotionally. So you have to really, really be careful with that. And what is she going to do when he does decide to bounce? Oh. When he gets a new job.
Then it's his fault.
And then the new girl comes along and looks like a younger...
And she's telling herself, oh, it's fine if he's dating other... We can date. No. You're lying. No. That is the father of your children.
Because I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that coming back to my bed. Oh.
Nope.
You ain't about to be dipping your stick all over Potomac and then crawling my bed.
That's how you catch fleas.
Come on.
We get to the yacht party. Michael is just, this is just what rich white people shit, like, just showing up. It's, ooh, it's a boat party, so I bought a pirate hat. No.
I thought it was cute.
It was funny.
I like the hat because I do like a theme.
Yeah.
Girl, this wasn't a theme party. They did that to shade Karen.
I mean, it's on a boat, so that's the theme.
They did that to irritate Karen because they knew that Karen felt that it was her birthday was a costume party.
Well, she knows it's going to be all these bougie black people, so what's
her name? Let's have a little fun.
Ashley was like, honey, put your hat on. It'll be so funny. Oh, my God.
You said
her voice
drives me crazy. He was like, I like her mostly, but like I can't listen to her.
Her husband was like, why is your voice even going? She's like,
I don't think I'd want Ashley in studio.
I love Ashley.
You know what? I do want to get Portia. Well. That's off topic, but I want to see if we can get Portia.
Karen says to them, these are my standards. Like, congratulations, girl.
More showing of how you don't have manners, because you don't do that.
No.
Like, you're doing this to show them, not to go and tell them, see, I told you I could do it better than you. Like, that defeats the entire purpose of what you said you were doing.
I thought Charisse looked really pretty.
Yeah, her white dress. She looked good. Oh. I liked it.
I thought it was cute.
Y'all see where that dress was sitting? That she couldn't... Okay.
Wait, what?
Well, if it was
how
pretty.
How was her wig?
Shut up!
It was really pretty. Great. She moved on from the
She brought that friend that she always has with her.
Katie starts prying into Giselle's relationship, and Giselle got a little irritated by that, and I'm like, bitch, aren't you all up talking about she a drug addict?
Right, yeah.
But you're upset?
No. Sorry, that was Ashley.
And why did Giselle change her wig? To the bangs wig.
No, it's a piece that she just puts snaps on, the bang on in the front. Yes.
It looks like it's a whole other wig.
Because the hair, because when she was getting dressed and she had a scarf on her head, she had the long blonde. I was like, oh, okay, that's good. And then she went to the thing and had the bang
and brought
wig,
out and the crab boil wig.
I didn't
she did. That's what I called the crab boil wig.
Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
Except this time she shifted it so that the bangs were straight. I'm sorry,
girl.
I'm
we go to high school. Fascinated by the wig. Crab boil
you know,
wig.
I can't. I went there twice last week and I had to brush my teeth like 8 million times because the garlic did not
Cajun.
I went to a hot and juicy.
She ain't never been to
Boy and
Crab.
I
already said
hot and juicy is no comparison to Boiling Crab.
I vote nay on that. I think the hot and juicy in Orange County is better than the Boiling Crab in K-Town. But the one in West Hollywood is not as good as the one in Orange County.
Okay. I like the one on
West
Hollywood.
What about the Boiling Crab in Orange County?
What about the Boiling Crab in Michael's pants when he started taking them lumpos down? Yeah. I was just like...
No.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to defend him for one reason. Okay.
Sure!
I figured everybody would be like, oh, no, the hell he did. So here's what I'm going to give as an argument that it was okay.
Bitch.
Okay, he got a pirate hat. He was a little tipsy. He was having a good time. Okay, fine. He at least had on what appeared to be swim trunks, not underwear.
They were longer.
Those look like Walmart
boxer briefs.
They were Aussie trunks. They might be Aussie trunks.
And
it's Americans that wear
basketball
shorts.
If you're
going to
dive off the boat, and at least you're not in your drawers, like, getting naked, I'm like, I would laugh and be like, that fool is crazy. Oh, go on.
That's how him and Ashley get along so well. They're both...
young at heart.
Yeah.
Mature, petty.
And I think I don't like the way that they handled it when they were like,
we're
at a black party. We don't
do that.
Ashley, you need to check your man. Like,
First of all, that's my husband. We don't have insurance for this, bitch. I don't want your man
that,
jumping
that's dangerous.
Off.
Yeah. Not okay. Don't do that. Like, then I'm fine. But when you said, we're black.
And yeah, no, check your man. No, girl, don't tell me what to do with my man.
What did you think about Karen pulling Sharice aside, talking about, girl, like, I'm so sorry that I had to make it a bring your own man. Like, why are you even having, bitch, why are you having this conversation with me? Clearly, I showed up without a man, right?
The only, if you really analyze Karen's, like, marriage, it seems like her husband is only really there for her because she's older, but she's like, fake boobs, weave, like she looks good and appealing and she says all these nasty things and he's like an IT guy, he so he's like, he's like, yeah, baby.
Girl, he likes them today. He's like, yes, I'll do whatever
she'll do whatever he says because she likes
freaks.
The money.
Oh yeah,
so she's there for the money and he's there. Yeah.
Like she said,
upside down,
all my holes are yours.
No, man.
Ew, don't ever make that sound in reference to them again.
Or what about this sound when Ashley invites all the girls to the beach house and they said, oh, is it a girls trip? She said, no protrusion in. She said, well, what if you have a really big clit?
No, we don't say that. That's disgusting.
Are you on drugs again? I do think she would. Yeah,
don't do that, boo-boo.
Because she could at least say, what if I have a camel toe?
She needs to hang out with the blonde-haired lady from Atlanta. What's her name? The friend. Patty Man. No.
Tammy.
She needs to be friends with Tammy. They need to
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, they need to...
Miley Cyrus!
They would get along.
I can. On that note, let's head into what? Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You sound like Hocus Pocus.
There are flashing lights everywhere.
I put a spell on you. All right, so next week they go on this trip where apparently there are assigned rooms.
And tiny twin beds. Single beds.
Yeah, not even.
Don't invite me to a house where there's a dusty ass stuffed animal on the bed, like someone been child was sleeping into the
yeah. And like, if your man is in like real estate and all that, like at least zhuzh the place up. It looks very childish.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was just that dirty ass teddy bear looking like. Robin's crying. What's she going to do?
Okay, and it's Tuesday. I mean, I don't.
Who cares?
She's crying probably about one.
Giselle versus Sally's Katie. Crying.
Okay, and it's Tuesday.
My only hope is that Katie is on drugs. That will be the only thing that will save this season.
Mm-hmm.
That she admits sitting on the couch.
That's we asking for something.
Really? Well, we need to be here and talk about something. Yeah. We've literally wasted our gas every week driving here talking about nothing. So, Katie, you won't run me my money because you owe me a
check. You know what? Maybe if you guys want to do a Q&A. I mean, if next week is like boring,
yes.
I mean.
Let us know what y'all want
maybe,
to know.
We'll in y'all hands. Maybe we'll do Q&A on us. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
Michael
so
shows
worn
up
out.
At the gay club? On
Which
this
was a
random
big, huge
trip,
deal.
They made a big deal in the preview, but he showed up for his wife.
At their boathouse.
Exactly. They made it seem like they were there and he was already there, and they like caught him in a gay club. No,
exactly. That's how they're framing it. We all know that that man is all about the turn up, and he does not appear to be the type of person that cares who he turning up with. If we all on the same page, culture,
and to
I
surprise
mean,
your wife, like who cares? Yeah. They're all just mad because they're not married and they're boring, and it's like, how dare could you allow him to come?
My husband, somebody said my husband
would
be uncomfortable with this. I was like,
which is
an
issue.
And I'm like, well, maybe
thank you.
Maybe there's more to it that we didn't get in that preview.
There's an issue all within itself.
Your husband got an issue with homosexuality.
Your husband is
question.
Secure in with who he is. Someone who's doing something that ain't got nothing to do with him shouldn't be a threat, shouldn't pose a threat, shouldn't make him feel uncomfortable.
Y'all, Benson Olivia said, Robin, does it seem, do you think it seems like Robin's trying to keep distant from the girls? And someone said, yeah, because she ain't got no money to go
well,
out.
Well, I did think, wait, honestly, I did think
tourists.
When they went to the bar thing and they were like, cash bar only, I was like, ooh, is Giselle going to pay for Robin? Because she only got $25 in her account.
That's maybe that's why Giselle didn't pay for the bill. She was like, oh,
tourists.
This bitch ain't got no money.
That's so mean. What's wrong with the Ford Taurus? I mean,
well, I
mean
you
don't care.
You at least get a fusion.
If you're doing Potomac, then there's a lot wrong with the Ford Taurus.
Right, but you know,
if you're going to put on the character.
Potomac, dog.
though.
But she doesn't she admits, put that on. Yeah, and she doesn't put that on. Yeah, she's 100% real.
And she says, I have to work and I wish I didn't have to and blah, blah, blah. So that's true. She's not posing like, it would be different if that was Charisse.
Yeah. Or exactly. Giselle.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
The internet would rip.
I mean, not Giselle. Yeah, Karen.
But Karen drives an old Mercedes.
But she's old.
And she was in a Ford Taurus. The internet would drag Karen Huger by what's left of her
the
wig.
Same way they dragged her kitchen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Child. Well, what I am excited to see next week is
that's a good point
gangsta
too,
bitch Karen.
Right.
I don't know. I'm excited.
The
She's
way she
say,
popped off.
Bitch! Really quickly, Benson, Olivia just made a good point saying that production pays for the outings, which is true.
True. Yep.
I'm working on a show right now. Production pay for everything.
Well...
Every time we go
maybe
out.
She can't find a babysitter.
Whatever.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit subscribe and leave us a comment down below. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Leave us a comment. 5 stars. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm at Pink English on Instagram and on Twitter, English Speaks.
And I'm at Char Sesso.
Boom. Ooh. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.